Big Country 1029. I'm Susan. Got a special guest with me on the phone tonight, Amy Christie from North Country Community Mental Health. Amy, I'm so, first of all, happy to have you on the phone, and second of all, excited about all of the things you have coming up for Mental Health Month.
Thank you. I'm very excited about what we're offering the communities as well.
I just am blown away by the amount of community-based events that are going on. So, first of all, tell us what you guys do there so we can get that out, and then we'll talk about what you have going on throughout the month of May.
We are North Country Community Mental Health, and we provide mental health and behavioral health services to the communities within six counties. So Sheboygan, Otsego, Emmett, Charlevoix, Kalkaska, and Antrim counties. We are a Medicaid provider of mental health services, but we can offer resources and referrals to anyone in our six counties who might need a little bit of extra support and services.
And let's face it, I think there are a lot of people who could benefit from this who aren't taking advantage of it, maybe afraid because there's still so much of that stigma attached to say anything in a lot of cases when they are struggling. And I know you guys can help out with that. What are some of the programs that you do have in place?
For May, what we're having a lot of different open activities in all of our six counties that can provide some education and openness and just tools to be able to move forward.
Can you tell us, though, about a couple of the programs that are actually going to be happening?
First of all, throughout the month of May, we have a program that is every Tuesday and Wednesday, and they're called Tools for Resilience. They're one-hour opportunities for individuals just to sit in and listen and become educated on things like protecting yourself online or no expiration date on grief and learning how to handle grief or finding clarity to navigate multicultural environments and managing stress. So they're all free and they're all at lunchtime, so you can do them from your own home.
You also have something coming up May 15th in Sheboygan?
Yes, we have something called A Recipe for Mental Health, and it's in Sheboygan. And we're going to have wellness chefs from 1 to 4:30, which is on May Day. They're at our Sheboygan office on Huron Street, and individuals can come and fill their plate on activities and resiliency and wellness opportunities and ways that people can move forward with becoming stronger in their toolbox of wellness.
And then we're going to jump ahead to May 21st. You're doing an event in Petoskey.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Bear River Shelter on Quaintance Avenue, and that's from 1 to 4 o'clock on the 21st, as you said. We're learning different self-care activities to boost mental health practices while people can reconnect with nature.
And then let's jump ahead to the 22nd in Bel Air.
Bel Air, they're doing a Back to Roots, which is from 1 to 3 at the Richard I. Park Pavilion right there in Bel Air. They're going to be planting plants and planting flowers on canvas, and there's going to be a yoga instructor that'll lead some stretches, and there'll also be some refreshments right there at the beach.
And then the one that's on the 23rd is in Charlevoix.
Charlevoix is going to be at the public library from 1 to 4 on the 23rd. They're going to have a bunch of different booths with activities and information about wellness and balance and doing those activities with and without digital support.
And also on the 23rd in Gaylord.
From 1 to 4, they're going to be at the Pavilion downtown, and they're going to be learning how modern life affects mental health. They're going to be building a coping toolbox and advocating to improve mental health for yourself, your friends, your family, your community. And there's going to be a downtown stroll, outdoor games, chair massages, and more.
And then the final event is in Kalkaska.
Kalkaska is going to be on May 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. at our Kalkaska office, which is just north of the health center on Birch Street. And they're going to be having a meal and dessert, take part in 3 learning opportunities to encourage others with rock painting and navigating your children's mental health while being online, and then learning about mindfulness and meditation.
the other thing that I signed up for as well, the 21-Day Stigma Challenge. Tell us a little bit about that. How does that work?
That is a 21-day challenge that the Northwest Community Health Innovation Region is sponsoring. It is designed to educate residents and folks from the area to learn about negative effects of stigma against mental illness and substance use disorders, how to recognize them, and then provide tools to fight it. So what they're hoping is that each day will include a different set of short videos and articles to read and recommend actions to fight stigma.
I love all of this stuff that you're doing. There's even more. I mean, you're showing free movies, you have trainings, you've got art on display. Everything is free.
Everything is free.
Where can people find all of the details? Because there are so much.
All of the details, including our Splash of Color Fun Run, which is Saturday, May 18th, are listed on our website, which is norcocomh.org.
I love what you guys are doing. I just think that there needs to be more of this available, but I'm glad that it is for Mental Health Awareness Month, which is May. Thank you for giving us a quick overview of what is happening, and we certainly will keep on top of getting the word out for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
We will post some details on our Facebook page and our website as well. Please do take advantage of as much of this as you can and share it with your family and friends. There's so much work that still needs to be done in getting rid of the mental health stigma that remains in this society. So do what you can to help out.